Hey, Bays!
This is Alicia.
This is Katie.
And this is Paige.
And we are
Crime Bay.
We are a true crime podcast bringing you at least one episode a week.
And we are going to cover a wide range of topics, varying from the more known, well-known stories, your serial killers, to the more lesser known stories such as
supernatural myths, legends,
yes. Cryptids.
Yes,
we know you guys want to know about Mothman.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't?
And we're gonna be fun and humorous at the appropriate times too,
and sometimes inappropriate.
And
times.
Sometimes inappropriate.
We gotta make ourselves laugh to keep from crying. You know, sure, you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and Facebook, all at Crime Bay Podcast. Thank you so much. We look forward to making you a bae.
Thank you, bae.
Hasta la pasta.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Paige.
What you doing?
Not talking about Willie Picton anymore.
Hell fucking yeah. That's what I'm talking about. But what else are you doing?
We are recording a podcast.
And what's that podcast called?
M Cubed.
Murder, Mystery, and Mayhem.
Motherfucker. The ad that you heard at the beginning of this episode is from our friends at Crime Bay.
Yeah. That's Paige.
Yeah.
My twinsie. Paige. Alicia and Katie.
Hey, girls.
Hey.
No, they're hilarious to listen to. They get their, like, I'm not gonna lie, I need to catch up on them. But the last one that I listened to, its name was Dick Dimples.
Oh, yeah. The names are great.
They're perfect.
Yes. But yeah, they do a really good job, you know, telling their stories. And you should definitely give them a listen.
You should.
And go follow them on Instagram.
Cause it's
lit. We do want to express, like, all of our love to all of you, too.
Yes.
Because, I mean, we feel the support, we feel the love, and we just want y'all to know that we love y'all, too.
Yeah.
So fucking much.
And the Instagram true crime community that we are involved in, like, it may not be the whole community itself, but the ones that we've somehow managed to, like, find or connect with, everybody is so fucking supportive.
Yes.
And I don't think we would have made it this far.
Right.
Had we not had that.
And literally, like, don't be afraid to reach out. Mm-hmm. Or don't be hesitant to reach out to us. Because yeah. We fucking love it.
We do.
Even other true crime podcasts. Mm-hmm. If y'all haven't reached out, do it.
Yeah.
We love, I mean, just interacting with everybody. We love it. Absolutely fucking love it.
I mean, we have Amanda that messages every time that we have an episode, and we get to go back and forth with her, and it's fantastic.
Yes.
We got anything?
Updates. I don't think that I have any updates at the moment.
This episode starring my children, and their weird things they say as they're watching YouTube. No, I don't think we have any, like, major updates. It's been really friggin' hectic here in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, no shit.
School started for our kids. Last week, we're usually more up to, like, we've got a few more episodes going before we actually have to release anything. Yeah, it's been fun. It's been real fun and hectic, and I want to apologize for not releasing the fifth part of Picton on Thursday like we would normally do. I got a little overwhelmed.
As we all do.
Yeah. So it's just a couple days late, and to make up for my lack of, I don't know. We're gonna release a
bonus episode.
A bonus episode for everybody to listen to and enjoy, or hate. I don't know. It'll be a dumbassery episode, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
Anyway.
We can just hop on into it then.
Sweet. Hey, Paige! What are we doing today?
We are doing some urban legends.
Ooh!
Which I'm excited about. I like spooky shit.
Me too. Well, sort of.
Yeah, no, I don't want spooky shit in my house.
No.
I was talking to a coworker actually the other day, and they used to live in a haunted house, a house that was haunted.
Mm-hmm.
And he would like talk to the ghost and shit. I'm like, stop doing that.
Yeah, no.
It's like, you can't do that. And they're like, it's fun. I showed him who was boss. I was like, you're dumb.
Yeah, you showed the demon who was boss.
Yeah.
Good job.
Right. No. Not happening. I do have a spooky story of my own, though, that maybe I'll tell at some point.
You should.
I don't think I've told it yet, have I? About the apartment?
You told me about it. I don't think you told anybody. I don't think we recorded it.
Okay, so maybe one day I'll tell it.
Yeah. You guys send in your spooky stories, and Paige will add hers.
Yeah.
As I just made that decision without consulting her.
No, I'm down. I'm 100% down. Send us spooky tales. We love it.
We do. So, do you want to go first?
I can.
I've got three shorter ones, and we did one in the same state, and that was fun.
Yeah, split up states.
And Sam, being a scatterbrain bitch that she is, decided to just, that tale looks fun, let's do that one, and not going back to look at the message where Paige says she was doing that state, but, you know.
It's cool.
It's
you
fine.
You just get two spooky tales from one state.
Yeah.
All works out.
Yeah.
And it's a state that we're trying to, you know.
Yes.
Not probe.
Infiltrate?
Yes.
All right.
Listen to us.
Yeah. All right, listen. It's my birthday month. Sam, here. It's my birthday month, and by the end of the month, I would love to have at least one download in every single state, and we are down to 8 now.
So the urban legends that you're going to hear today are from the states that...
if we don't have any downloads in.
Yeah.
So, go share that shit.
This is our sneaky way of getting it in.
Yeah.
Of probing you.
Turned into a fucking alien over here. You're no longer a penguin. You're an alien.
Take me to your leader.
Oh, Lord.
You have fun trying to get that scream out of there.
At this point, starring my children.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
So the first legend I will be entertaining your ear holes with comes from Walhalla, North Dakota. White Lady Lane.
Mm.
Have you heard of it?
No, I have not, actually.
Okay, sweet. I'm about to tell you about it.
Entertain my ear holes, Paige. Okay. Entertain them.
Mm-hmm. So I'm actually going to go over the legend first and then tell the actual accounts because this is a real case that happened.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm not going to go super in-depth because we're just doing, like, urban legends or whatever, but...
yeah, we're doing multiple. If we're just doing one,
right,
we could dig it.
This one you could probably do, I don't know if you could do a whole hour of it, but, I mean, there is some more facts about it, but... so, as the story goes, a peddler in the 20th century, whose name is Sam, actually.
Sam!
Yeah, this isn't a good Sam.
Oh, fuck off, Sam.
He was, I guess, walking through town and saw Miss Anna Story, her last name Story,
mm-hmm.
And immediately fell head over heels for her. You know how that goes.
I take it this doesn't end well.
No. So Anna was only 16 at the time.
Fuck off, Sam.
And was living at home with her mom. So Sam decided to ask her mother for Anna's hand in marriage. The mother refused.
But, she's a baby.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, this was back in the 20th century. I think it was I don't remember the year. I thought I had it put in here, but maybe I don't. But anyways, the mother refused, but told him if he came back in a year's time and asked again that she would agree.
Hmm.
She also asked, because he was a peddler, he was like selling shit. She also asked to borrow some of the items that he was peddling, and then she would return them whenever he came back to ask for her hand in marriage, you know?
Yeah.
A year passed, and he returns for Anna. Anna's mother still refused and wouldn't even give him back his shit either.
What?
She was like, nah, homie.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Fuck off, Sam.
Yeah. So he is enraged. goes the fuck off and shoots Anna in the chest.
Ah!
And then shoots her mom in the face.
What the fuck?
Breaking her jaw. He then tries to unalive himself with a dull knife but fails. The mother survived, but sadly, Anna did not.
Oh.
So that is the legend. There's also another, it's a little bit different kind of legend, too. There's two different stories to it. I went over this one, though, because it's more in tune with the actual what happened, so I did that one. But actually, I'll go over the real story, and then I'll tell you what the, where you see Anna at and everything. So this is actually a real story, and there's a newspaper clipping with this case. So in November of 1921, it was said that Sam was actually living in the apartment underneath the story's home.
Oh.
He had grown fond of Anna. So fond, in fact, that when he found love letters from another suitor, he became furious. He snuck into her house while they slept and shot Anna straight through the chest.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Anna's mom's a badass, though, because Anna's mom rushed in and tried to stop Sam, and that's when he shot her in the jaw. Sam then ran downstairs, but Mrs. Story followed and wrestled him for the gun.
Fuck yeah, she did.
With a, like, she just got shot in the face, and she runs downstairs and, like, wrestles him.
Yeah.
She was able to get the gun away from him, but he grabbed a butcher knife and chased her back upstairs. She again got the knife away from him and threw it out the window. She grabbed her boys and ran to get help. When they came back, Sam was lying on the bed next to Anna with his throat slit but still alive. Of course, this is a newspaper clipping, and they were from, like, these were the accounts from this story, Mrs. Story. So I find it kind of weird that she threw the knife out the window, however, his throat was slit.
Maybe she thought she threw it out the window, or maybe he just grabbed another knife.
Or she did it.
Or she caught them together and she did it.
No. I think, what I'm saying is I think before she ran with the boys, she killed him and said that she threw it out the window.
Yeah.
And because she claimed that he unalived himself. Yeah. I guess I didn't put that in there. I put it in there before, but not on this one.
Did she not want to be charged with murder?
Yes.
Gotcha.
So, but that's still badass. But she was shot in the face.
Yeah.
And went after him.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
Yeah, no. But yeah, so it's said that Anna's spirit still, like, roams while Lady Lane in Walhalla. You just might spot her in a white nightgown pacing up and down the road.
Oh.
And that's in North Dakota.
Nice.
But yeah, that's a real story. Like, that really happened. Isn't that crazy?
That's insane.
Yeah.
Also, mom sounds badass. Super badass.
Yeah. But yeah, the end of it just threw me because she said that she threw the butcher's knife out the window.
Yeah.
But then when they come back, he has it in his, well, it doesn't say that he has it. It just says that his throat was slit. So she's like, oh, he must have went and grabbed it and then came back up and did it himself or something like that. Yeah. I'm like, I don't think so.
I mean, he did sound like a massive douche canoe who would probably prefer to die rather than have to deal with the consequences of his actions.
Okay, go Sam.
All right, my first one is from Maine. And I could have done, like, five different witch stories, but then I just, if I did that, I would dig too much. So I decided to not do that. Because you guys have heard me enough over the last, like, month and a half. Anyway. So this one is the Ghost Bride of Haynesville Woods. And it's very short. But the story goes a little something like this. A newlywed couple were traveling on a back road in Haynesville on a very cold, snowy night. The groom, who was drunk and driving, lost control of the vehicle and hit a telephone pole. It killed him instantly, but his wife was able to crawl out of the wrecked car and make it back to the road.
Mm-hmm.
But because there was really poor conditions on the road that night, no one ever came.
Oh no.
And so she died on the side of the road in her wedding dress because of the extreme cold.
Okay.
representing my children.
Yeah.
So now people who travel that road claim to see a woman in a white gown searching for the help that never came. And some even report to have spoken to her, but not very many. And then some claim to have just seen her, and as they get closer to help her, she just disappears. Told you it was short.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet.
That's sad, though.
It is very sad. So I wonder why we see her ghost, but not his.
She had unfinished business.
And she was searching for, like, someone
to help her.
Someone to help her. But, like, why wouldn't he also have unfinished business since they were both young and in love? Just seems odd.
Are you insinuating that he didn't care as much as she did?
No.
I'm just kidding.
No, I just think it's odd because, like, if there's a couple that dies, why aren't they both there?
Yeah.
Or does he just stay off where he died? And she gets to roam the roads because
she was looking.
She died there.
Yeah, maybe.
If somebody has any answers, please let me know. I want to know.
Okay. I am going to do Wyoming.
No. Okay. As she blinks at me as I, yes, I fucked up again. It is the week of fuck-up-edness.
Fuck-up-edness?
Yes.
All right, Sam. So have you ever heard of the Ship of Death?
No.
So legend states that every 25 years, a ghost ship will appear in a thick fog on the Platte River in Wyoming. This is an omen of death. The old wooden rundown ship is said to be covered in frost, as well as the captain and crew. On this ship, it is said that you will be able to see, like when it appears, you will be able to see a corpse lying on the deck of the ship. And if you stare long enough, the face of the corpse could manifest into a loved one.
What?
Thus sealing their death, pretty much.
So don't stare at a corpse on a ghost ship.
Mm-hmm. The ship will then disappear into the fog, and the loved one you saw on the deck will die shortly after.
The fuck?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
Mm-mm.
No.
Over 100 years ago, a trapper named Leon Weber was actually the first reported sighting of the ghost ship.
Hmm.
This was in 1862.
Holy shit, that was a long time ago.
Yeah. He saw, like, a huge mass of fog form on the river and ran closer to get a better look. He even threw a rock at the mass. It then took the form of a ship, its mast and sails covered in, like, this creepy-ass frost. Webb could see the crew. Mm-hmm. Webb could see the crew, who was also covered in frost, around something lying on the deck. When the crew backed away, he was startled to see that it was actually a corpse of a woman.
Hmm.
Looking closer, he recognized her as his fiancée.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. When he returned home a month later, he found out that she actually died the same day he'd seen the omen of death.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I'm confused. Does he climb up on the ship?
No, I guess he sees it from the riverbank.
I mean, if it's a ship, like the... it's gonna be above the water for a bit, so I'll be able to see that if there's like a like higher,
unless the riverbank is like
really high.
Yeah,
we'll go with that. Okay, sorry.
So up here,
brain is trying down to make sense of things,
looking down onto the ship.
Yeah,
corpse,
loved one. So if you see the fog, run away.
Yes,
don't look at it. Don't look at the corpse. Run away.
So there's actually been two other sightings since then, but the last reported sighting has been since 1903.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that the ghost ship is gone. Have you ever seen the movie Ghost Ship? It's a really good movie.
I don't think I have, actually.
Oh, yeah, you don't like scary movies.
I don't like scary movies.
Ghost Ship is probably one of my favorite scary movies.
Really?
Yes, it is really fucking good.
Hmm.
I love it.
I only watch scary movies once a year. That's Halloween time.
Well, you should watch Ghost Ship. Put that on your list, because it's good. But, anyways, yeah. Spooky.
Spooky. Our lesson from this one is run the fuck away.
Yeah, have you ever seen the movie The Fog, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, run. Fucking right from the fog, dude. And The Mist. That's a movie, too.
Which one was the M. Night Shyamalan movie?
I don't remember. There's The Fog and The Mist.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. I'm just saying.
I've seen both. I don't remember which is which.
The It's a Twist is about as ridiculous as it comes.
Facts.
All right, so I think this is a good spot to pause and hear from our sponsor. Hey, Paige. What you doing?
Subscribing to Bark Box.
Oh, is that the one where the puppers get a monthly box full of toys and treats? Also, doesn't charge you more for having a bigger dog so that each pup gets the size of treats and toys that they need?
Yeah, that's the one, Sam. And did you know that if you use our link, barkbox.com/M3TrueCrimePod, you'll get a whole ass month free?
Let us help you spoil the shit out of your puppers. My next one is from Arizona. Because I was like, there's got to be lots of urban legends around here. And there are.
I bet.
A lot of cryptids, actually. But but I will leave the Chupacabra tales for Pat over at Evil Puddin', because he does a great job at the deep dives into
cryptids,
the legends, and things. But I will bring you a monster, and I just looked up the pronunciation, but it was like, this is a French word, and it was like, it's Mongolian monster, and I was like, but that doesn't sound right, because it's Arizona, and I feel like it's probably not that, so I don't know. Anyway, so this is kind of like Bigfoot.
Okay.
It's described as a two-legged creature over 7 foot tall with large red eyes. Its body is covered with long black or reddish hair, except, it's weird as shit, except for his face, his chest, his hands, and feet. And he apparently smells horrendous. He's described as having the smell of a dead fish, or a skunk with bad body odor, or decaying peat moss. So not very pleasant to be around. So maybe that's why he hides.
That's what I feel like really big didn't smell like.
I feel like that is probably that would make this monster feel bad. About himself.
Don't hurt the monster's feelings.
Yeah, no, we should not. Describe. I don't know. They're not on the same level. No.
So what did the monster do?
Well, the first sighting of this monster was in 1903. It was near the Grand Canyon, and it was by this man named I.W. Stevens. He encountered this creature while it was drinking blood from 2 cougars, and he was like, this creature had long gray hair covering his body. I was like, didn't it just say red or black?
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, he claims that it threatened him with a club and screamed the wildest, most unearthly screech. Then, in the 40s, a cryptozoologist, Dan Davis, I think he was very young at this time, because it said he was on a Boy Scout trip near Payson, Arizona. I quote, the creature was huge. Its eyes were deep and hard to see, but they seemed expressionless. His face seemed pretty devoid of hair, but there seemed to be hair along the sides of his face. His chest and shoulders and arms were massive, especially his upper arms, easily upwards of 6 inches in diameter. That doesn't seem right, but 6 inches is like,
I don't know, what is 6 inches?
I equivalate 6 inches with the sub sandwich.
Because we all know we've been lied to about 6 inches before.
What? Hold on a second. So 6 inches would be...
Do I want to know why you have that in your bedroom?
Because all of my sewing stuff is over here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's 6 inches, by the way. Just for your knowledge in the future.
Yeah, I've definitely been lied to.
Very much so. Anyway. He continued to say, I could see he was pretty hairy, but didn't observe really how thick the body hair was. The face and head was very square, like a box. So I just find it...
The picture in my head is really weird.
Yeah, no, there wasn't a picture drawn with, like, the site that I used. It was just like, this is the thing. And also my computer decided to make it very difficult to read that by taking out letters.
But it sounds kind of like a Neanderthal, right?
Yeah.
Like the Geico commercials.
Yeah.
When was this again? 19-something?
1903, the first sighting. The second sighting was in the 40s. Okay. Oh, there have been other people that have claimed to have seen him more frequently, but... Mm.
So easy a caveman can do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what, did he, like, cause mischief?
No.
Besides that one?
No.
Yelling guy? No?
No, he's just randomly seen and he smells. Bigfoot smelly cousin.
Sam, what if he's listening? You're gonna hurt his feelings.
I'm sorry. Please don't be mad at me. Don't come at me with your club and screaming your wildest, most unearthly screech. Or do, because if I get a video, I would get lots of money. So come on. Anyway, that's my randomness.
So that was from Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we're going to go to South Dakota.
Ooh!
The legend that is Hooky Jack. Do you know who Hooky Jack is?
I do not, but that's a great name.
He is badass.
Is it?
Yes, he is a fucking badass, and he is a legend here in South Dakota. So this case, this could probably be an hour-long case. I mean, seriously.
I mean, if you want to do it, you can.
I just hit the bullet points on this, but... Yeah, it could, for sure. And I even said this in here. So I'm going to hit, like, the main parts of this, but honestly, we could do a whole damn episode on this man. Mm-hmm. So John Leary, a.k.a. Hooky Jack, was born in 1849 in New York. He left home when he was 16 to find gold. He worked at several gold mines until he finally ended up in Black Hills, South Dakota. On March 17th, 1882, Leary and Jim Scott were working at the old Grand Junction mine at Custer City when shit went down.
What kind of shit went down?
I'm about to tell you what kind of shit went down.
Entertain my ear holes, Paige.
So I'm going to read Leary's statement. So this is what he said. Him and me were getting ready to shoot a round of holes. The powder was froze solider than a mule at pulling time.
Oh.
That's fucking solid.
That is very solid.
Me partner and me were rolling of it between our hands when the darn stuff suddenly and without a word of warning went off.
What?
Fucking went off in their hands.
Why would they be rolling it in their hands? Like, I realize that it's hard, but, like, why would you do that if there is a possibility of it exploding?
The powder was frozen solider than a mule pulling.
I mean, I get that, but, like, couldn't you just put it in a, couldn't you do something other than roll it around your hand?
I feel like this was in 1882.
I feel like it would probably be better that way. But anyway, sorry, continue. It went off.
Whatever caused it to commence operations premature that away, neither Jim nor me could ever figure. Off she went, and when we came to and began to notice places in the scenery again, we found that considerable of us was missing.
What? Mm-hmm.
Several of our grub trams. I love that, by the way.
Grub trams? Oh, hands.
I love that he calls them that. But anyway, several of our grub trams had been plumb blown away. And this only goes to prove that galoot who says powder won't go off only under certain conditions is clear locoed.
Clearly.
Yeah. I say that it will go off under a certain given formula and a heap of times in between when the formula ain't nowhere around.
That's his words, like, yeah. quoted from him.
Yeah.
Yeah, like... so that shit went off in his hands. But he survived.
I can't... No.
His grub trams.
That's amazing.
It is. It really is. But the reason why he survived is he turned his head. So oh. He turned his head.
Did his friend survive?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
However, he did lose both hands, one eye, and hearing in one ear. So where he turned, he did lose an eye and his hearing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, both hands because he was rubbing it in his hands. But that's fucking insane.
That is. I'm sorry, I have an eyelash in my eyeball and it's driving me nuts. No.
So, I mean, he lost his hands, so he was actually given hooks for hands.
That would explain.
Yeah.
Hoogie. The name.
That would explain the name. They, like, open, you know, like that.
Captain Hook.
Yeah.
Well, no,
not Captain Hook, because they opened and closed. So, it was, like, a contraction that hooked into his arm, that, you know, put in his arms, and they, like, strap it to his shoulders, mm-hmm. kind of, and then they open and close with his shoulder motion.
That is cool.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's back in 1882. That's really cool.
That is really cool.
Like, he had the accident in 1882. I don't know when he got the actual hooks.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, so he has hooks for hands now. He ended up moving to Rapid City with his wife and kids and found work being a watchman. A watchman is pretty much like a police officer. And he would, like, patrol the streets. He would actually check the door handles of houses. Like, if they looked suspicious, mm-hmm. he wanted to make sure all the doors were locked, I guess. So he would actually check the handles, too, like, with his hook. He moved to Rapid City with his wife and kids. He unfortunately lost 3 of his kids.
Oh, no.
And his wife was put in an asylum, and she never returned home.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm. It does. He lost his job for a little bit because he was accused of pickpocketing people.
Hmm. With his hooks?
Yes.
Okay.
But then he ended up getting it back. He was only out of work for a little bit. However, he did ultimately lose his life in 1926. He was hit by a vehicle and passed away.
What? That sucks.
He is still a legend in South Dakota and is said to still be patrolling the streets. There was actually a bar built named Hooky Jack's for a little while. Well, the bar is still there. They've just changed the name since.
Yeah.
But it was said that he inhabited the 3rd floor. Many employees actually refuse to go up there still, to this day.
Really?
Mm-hmm. In fact, it said that his ghost is so active, many refuse to work in the building alone.
What does he do?
Well, on here it says, balls on the pool table will move by themselves, as well as chairs and tables. You can hear, like, strange voices. I guess his voice. Hey, Zig.
He needed love.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, bartenders that have worked in the bar often reported seeing Hooky Joe approach the bar like he was going to order a drink.
Mm-hmm.
He's been seen looking out of glass doors at the entrance. Security cameras on the 3rd floor have actually picked up flashing lights while the building was empty.
What?
Yeah, customers often hear footsteps in the above floor.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess I've just seen his, like, ghost walking around and stuff. I don't know that he causes a lot of trouble or anything,
he's just there and...
it's spooky.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was, like, giving... whenever the police officers, you know, have memorials mm-hmm. and honorary and stuff like that, they always honor Hooky Jack.
That's cool.
Yeah, so.
Stop being an asshole.
But yeah, there's a whole lot more about him, too. If you ever want to look him up.
It's pretty cool. We may need to have a Hooky Jack episode.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I think that'd be a good idea.
And we can go over all the actual sightings, too.
Yeah.
This is just kind of a few of what he does.
Hitting the highlights.
Yeah. Poor Zig.
He needed love.
He just needed some love. He's like, stop looking at me.
I wonder if you could hear his purring in the recording. That'll be interesting.
So that's mine.
Yeah.
You got Wyoming left.
I've got one more. And like she said, it's from Wyoming. It's the San Pedro Mountain Mummy and the Little People. So according to historydaily.org, because it's actually like fairly well documented, the Native American tribe known as Shoshone had legends of little people attacking them with tiny poison-tipped arrows. Not only this, but they would also steal away their babies in the night and eat them.
And then go eat your baby.
Yeah. So that's fucking terrifying.
That is tiny terrifying. People
stealing your babies. I know. So when I say they're tiny people, I mean like somewhere between 20 and 36 inches tall. Like they're tiny little people. It was said that the little people would kill off their old, sick, and injured members of their own tribe by bashing them in the head until they died.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So I bring this up because it comes full circle in a minute. this was all chalked up to folklore and just ramblings of like little stories from the past. Until in 1932, there was a mummy found in a cave by two gold miners blasting the side of the San Pedro Mountains. When they blasted through, they found a small cave. And in the small cave, they found a small figure squatting that happened to be a mummy. They said it had an oddly shaped head. They turned it over to scientists, and scientists at that time did their tests and everything. And they decided that it was a 65-year-old male who stood just over 14 inches.
No shit.
Yeah. They were like, it's a little odd because he had really pointy teeth and he had a massive skull fracture in his head that made his head misshapen. So maybe the little people weren't just a story.
That's crazy.
And terrifying.
And they said that he was 65 years old?
Yeah, the cat just scratched the shit out of my back.
He said, I want to go, I want to go to Paige.
He's such an asshole. Anyway, so yeah, there's my mummy and the little people story. Cause
that's
kind
of terrifying.
It's terrifying, but I needed to tell it.
Can we help you?
Listen, if you're going to be fucking loud, you're going to have to get out. Yeah, so, I don't know. That's the end of our urban legends.
You asshole.
My cat Ziggy's being a real big dick.
He just bit me. Ziggy, bet me.
Does he want to go up?
He wants me. Come here.
Don't let him. He scratched the shit out of my back.
Come here, Zig.
Well, fine. Fuck you, too.
Okay. So that's the end of our urban legend episode. I hope you enjoyed it, because, you know, it wasn't Willie Picton.
Yeah. So there's... done. And yet we still say his name.
Okay, listen. After today, no more.
No more.
No more. But if you would like to hear me rant some more, I can do that without Paige involved, so she doesn't have to listen to it.
Anywho, we will be getting
the stories of the women out soon. Mm-hmm. Like we said, we'll do like 5 or 6 each episode. They'll be shorter, but their stories and names and faces need to be known.
Seen, told, yes.
So are we doing a ridiculous ending?
So I didn't really have anything prepared because this wasn't a super heavy case that we need to go neutral on.
Right. I don't know how to feel when I'm not, like, super angry at the end of these anymore.
Oh, I had a story I forgot about.
What story did you forget about?
I think I've already told you this, but I don't think I said it on the podcast. When I was at Zaxby's for lunch. Okay, maybe. So... I don't know. I had to write it down because I almost fucking forgot it. But anyways, so I was grabbing lunch after work on Saturday, and I went to Zaxby's, and if you don't know what Zaxby's is, it's a chicken place.
It is chicken. Wings. Chicken, all things chicken.
Yeah. I love wings, but anyways. So I ordered the boneless wings meal, and she asked me what sauce I wanted, and at first I said ranch, because I thought, you know, dipping sauce, whatever. Mm-hmm. And she was like, okay, so you want them naked? And I was like, no, mild. Sorry. And she said, wimpy. Like, she just said, like, she said it to herself, wimpy. And I just, like, bust out fucking laughing. I'm just just died laughing. That's what they call their mild sauce, is wimpy. But it was just so fucking funny because she just, like, looked down and she was like, wimpy. And she looked at me so fucking confused when I'm just dying laughing. And I was like, it's okay, I am a wimp. And she was just like, what?
Confused the shit out of her.
I did, but I was cackling. Oh, it was so funny.
That's perfect.
Wimpy.
So, if you've stuck around and listened to us, thank you. This episode was much easier than the last, like, six that we've done.
Yeah, so we needed a break.
We definitely needed a break, and we may take another less intense break for the next week as well. I don't know. We'll see.
I am working on one that's terrible.
Oh, so we need to prepare for Paige's awful case.
It does include minors, which we don't normally do cases with minors, mm-hmm. but I feel like this is an important case to tell.
Yeah. I don't know anything about it, so I'll be just as sad and angry as everybody else.
Oh, you will be very fucking angry. I am very fucking angry about it.
Anyway, so if you'd like to suggest a case, or tell us your spooky stories, or
Random facts,
or tell us to look up a certain urban legend, I'm down for that.
Hey, I'm down for some sploosh stories, too.
Oh, what was that one podcast? It was the horror story. The boob slap heard across the world. Did you ever listen to it?
I did not.
God dang it, you should have. It is fucking hilarious. I was cackling. Give me a second.
That message is long gone.
So, the episode is called The Boob Slap Heard Round the World Horror Stories. And it's by Ladies and Tangent. And they had me cackling and looking like a crazy person as I was waiting for my child to get out of soccer practice. And I 1000% believe that you should go listen to them because they crack me up. Yeah, so if you need to tell us some of your horrible date experiences, or great date experiences, I guess. I don't know. Send those on.
Oh, yeah, I can't tell some of my dating stories on here.
Yeah, probably not a good idea.
No, it's not. Maybe that could be a Patreon thing.
Yeah.
Because I definitely can't just release that shit.
Not to the general public.
No.
No.
That would be not good.
Yeah, so suggest those at our link that we have on our link tree that says case suggestions or requests. I honestly haven't looked at it for a minute, so I don't... No. I check it. I just don't remember what it's called. It's like case requests or case suggestions.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. That's what it's labeled as. Go do that right now. Keep listening to us, but continue.
Yeah, tell us your spooky story so I can come on.
Yep. Then you can find us on the Instagram, the Twitter, and the Facebook.
Or you can contact us at m3truecrimepod@gmail.com.
So,
yeah, we love it. We love feedback. And, of course, don't forget to go to your favorite platform.
Yeah.
And give us a like.
Rating. Review.
Yes. 5 stars.
Share us with your friends. Or enemies, if you don't like us, that's fine. We can
send out some fuck yous.
Yeah, we need to figure out how we want to do that.
We need to get some dicks. I'm going to send a bag of dicks.
Bag of dicks.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know. We'll come up with something creative for it. Anyway, I think we're done.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, bye.